The views expressed on this podcast are solely those of the host and guests. The information provided is for general purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice.
That's my point of view.
Sijui kuku alafu sisi tunairushia tu mahindi. Mimi kimbia tu, that's all naweza sema.
Kama jaba bro. Acha tuingie story time.
Wagon wagon guys, welcome to another episode, yet another episode of the One Last Podcast. You're here with the host, Howard Goldfield.
And your co-host, Nzisa.
Umetutupa sana, honestly speaking. Maramushu lukwa. Lakini atakuna kutume drop toka.
Yeah, see the last time niliwacha, when you leave men, wafanya vitu by themselves.
Wow.
These guys are calling me. Wow. I'm making my hair, wananipigia. Kitu mbayo imefanyika.
Wow.
Ati, I wanna chargers, ya mixer. I'm like, okay, so ni wa hotspot wow. Charger from where I am.
Wow.
What's even delifanyika? What
wow.
happened? These guys were to record another episode. Okay, we wow. recorded. We've recorded one episode here in this new location. Nkiangalia tunaka. Our John hii location, by the way.
Hata wangoje.
Yeah, this is a vineyard on Kiambu Road. Bar and restaurant. It's very amazing. The car looks beautiful. Should pass by when you're in Kiambu Road.
Bana.
Ni
safi kama unajua kucheza darts. Wale watu wanajua ku hit the bullseye. If you know. AMPTA. Yeah, anywho.
Sisi, we've made two episodes over here. Yo moja, ya kwanza apparently sinanga sauti.
Na ya pili, funny thing, leo uko audible, ha? Leo uko audible.
Last time ilikuwa najisikia. I was wearing the headset. So naonekana shout.
Sasa mnajaribu kusema. Mimi kwani mimi sijisikii.
Wewe ni mwanaume uko na sauti tu.
Na wewe?
I'm just a girl. But anyway, yeah, we've made two episodes from here that didn't drop. The last one, mli record for how long?
Wow, ka 16 minutes alafu ikakatika.
Mlikuwa na visual?
Eh, niko nazo hata kwa simu.
We should be dropping like shorts, YouTube shorts for this guy.
Visual. Kuna setting iko kwa hiyo nje na bado sija figure out. Ina record video 1 minute, inakata.
You've never recorded a minute, a video longer than a minute on your phone?
Me see content creator.
No, but you're always recording things. Ah, una recording.
Hey, I beg, I see what you're doing. I beg.
Watch and you watch it. But yeah, now we are here. We hope this one will drop. Nani?
What am I to expect?
William Spaflani.
Yeah. Anyway, another news. Mimi na Kagiria tu bash pamoja tena. Sasa hata juu yako hapa. Mimi na Kagiria.
Sasa unataka kusengenya Kagiria lakini Kagiria is mad vibes. Kagiria was having fun.
Wow.
I think I've said it on another episode. Wow. When we went for vibration, Kagiria tu analewa anaimba tu. Nakwambia siku Kagiria analewa. There's a video I think kama atakubalisha will clip it hapa. Ile tukiwa ba next door kimrecord. Amedoze na muita anamka na
dance. Kwanza ku dance. Lakini kuna video zake kama hizo kadhaa. Enough is enough. Na Billy he always passes out after trash talking alcohol.
Eh, hey, aliongea vibaya saa ngapi?
See after we were done with the Jose.
Yeah.
And then akalia, oh alikuwa amesema tusinunue, he was saying we buy this other gin brand. Then he's like, "Hey, no. We don't buy Jose because it turns fast. Tequila." Alafu ikaletwa akasema tena pombe ni moto. Atiasa shika. Nikamuuliza unatakaje? He said, "Ah, we had another boti."
Yeah.
Nikamwambia because now umelia sana, I'm even the one who's gonna get that boti. So see the boti comes. Aye, we are
halfway. But you guys down 3 booties?
Down 2.
Yeah, that's a million and Billy.
So, we were 3 of us though.
With who?
Menes.
Mlilewesha kazini yangu. Mamangu mama yake alimpigia. Akasikia anamuuliza, "Did you take hard liquor?" Akatumiwa pesa Uber. Siko zwe to go with her. Ikakuwa wewe kuja home. Mlimpea pombe.
Lakini najua saa uzuri ni nini? Yende alikuwa peseta.
Aya.
Yanda alikuwa peseta. Hakuna mtu alikuwa anamlazimishia pombe.
Our baby. My baby.
My baby.
Mtoto wetu ndio anawapesa pombe.
Yeah.
But anyway, this time we're going to attach those videos of tags. Nimlendi will edit. Jetli utaeka hiyo video. How do you send?
Na kutumia video zake.
Lazima uweke sasa.
Nataka umtengeneze reel yake tu compilation.
That's smart.
Mara zote amezima.
Have you ever drunk with Kags? Eh. Hey.
Mara ngapi mkuwa na yeye amezima? Mara mbili. Mimi mara zote tumepiga sherehe na isipokuwa saa ile day tulitoka hapa set. Mara zote ame pass out. Na inakuanga after ame trash talk alcohol.
Oh yeah. And then you remember in the Nusa Mandazi, like I can smell it. I'm like, I called on my friend Simba Junajwe, hey, lazima ndio kwa mewasha. And then Kagiri amenyamaza.
Ameshikilia hapo chini.
Ameshikilia tu, unaona tu moshi. Na amenyamaza naangalia moshi ile sema we must be seen.
It was burning incense. Ah, though that night was lit. Lit.
Yeah, but you had fun.
Mad fun.
That's a hard part. Na mimi ndio matchmaker. We're going to talk about that story one day. I found my purpose in life. You guys, kama mko single, hit me up. I'll find proof for you. As I die single.
Bana, we si matchmaker. We ni match fixer. Kuna tofauti. We ni match fixer.
Enlighten us.
We can't enlighten beyond this light. Yeah. But anyway, the ones who know, but crazy.
Anyway,
venye ulicheza?
Mimi ni mnoma.
Hard to believe. Wewe ni mnoma?
Mimi ni mnoma.
Unazicheza kwa KDB.
Kamerudi. Nilikuwa na mpesetia.
But it's about to become serious.
Yeah. But anyway, on other news, ulikuwa ananiambia how fast should I actually move on?
Wow. So yesterday, actually, I'm not quite active on Twitter. And yesterday I was with my boy, Sholo Nyonyoski. Jose, and he was like, walikuwa na Philo. Tulikuwa pia na Philo jana.
I saw the videos. Na Philo, ni mwingine.
Wow.
Niliona hizo videos nilichoka.
Philo jana, sorry to put his business in public, amepoteza keys the gate. Amesahau pin yake M-Pesa after amebebwa na nduthi.
Huh?
Jamaa nduthi karibu amvuruge.
Huh? So, but Philo kuna watu wake wa nduthi.
Sindia still, hakuwapata, I think alipata mse random sana.
How does this guy get to Kite at those hours?
Aliacha anasema alipoteza power bank, key ya gate, na akasahau pin yake M-Pesa.
Alipoteza, but you guys were together.
Eh.
Na.
Si nilionyesha video Philo?
Yeah.
Hata msi.
Yeah, but anyway, are you on Twitter?
Yeah, so across the streets of Twitter, I was shown how yesterday, people decided to open up on the TL and they were like, how Shoris are moving on. How guys feel after Shoris move on with okay, let's say, for instance, in my case, how my Shori or my ex would move on with the guy I'm trying to become. In short, the guy driving your father's dream car.
Sindhu, you have to move up the ladder. Kwani tutaachana niende mtu wako lower than you?
Eh, lakini si hata ungoje wiki mbili bana.
Wiki mbili na nilikuwa nishaanza ku move on before tuachane. You have to prepare. Howard, wewe unaenda kununua viatu ukiwa mguu tupu?
Hapana.
Exactly.
But still, kwani nini viatu?
No, as in you must prepare yourself. Like you have to get pia wezi enda kununua kiatu kulowa than what you have. Like you get better things every other time. Sindio? Na pia by the time we're breaking up, nishaona, nishaanza kutafuta your replacement. Ama amekuanga tu ni vile amengoja kuapishwa.
Tulia. Sounds like a familiar scene.
Yes. Kuna nafigure out your story. How was na Kagiri?
Pole pole wewe. Taribu.
Yeah. Acha niwache. Baini, so unataka tuwape 2 weeks?
Ai.
2 weeks mtakuwa na hizo dream cars zenu.
Sasa nikuulize. Wewe umeniacha. Sawa. Mimi tajiita aje sasa.
So ni Howard.
Hapana, natafuta tamu. Taki kujiita comrade. Comrade sound too shida. As Kagiri puts it.
It's true.
Eh. Whatever I will call myself, I'll think of something in the future. Umeona level that. Like, mbona uende hata mtu anadoku kuliko mzai wangu?
Sasa kwa nini unataka tuachane niteseke?
Hapana, usiteseke, lakini kidogo una improve tu kidogo.
Slow
but sure. No, gradually.
You set yourself up for success. gradually sangapi sasa niache huyu tena nitafutange mwingine hiyo ni kazi mingi tafuta mmoja
umetoka kwangu kazi ya kuisha umetoka kwangu umeenda kwa kirubi unataka aje
sasa kama Chris ndio wako juu kama Chris kirubi ndio wako juu
lakini the game is rigged to some point I wish we would bring back the old days where tunachaguliwa mabibi hii game imekuwa rigged hii game ni rigged nigga.
Okay, umesema babako kutafutie msupa.
Si babangu mpasema mama.
Sai wazae wenyu ndio wako nao wasupa wenu. Watawatafutia kina nani na wabaki na kina nani?
Hey, reminds me tumeenda local plan na Kagiri then tumeingia tu vibes ni rumba nini nini.
Yeah, of course.
Then I lightly put it. Nikaambia Kagiri this hapa ndio budako uleta demu yake. Sale nyi mko Nairobi mnatama.
Bana kula fee yako.
Unaitisha upkeep unaambiwa ungoje kidogo. Una payment na ngoje I proceed. Sasa hizo
super shake wa nails ako na new wig.
Na lashes. Na naitisha machali wengine watano. Lakini women are a menace to society.
No, you've made us like this. Sasa to do?
Sasa sikia.
No, the game is rigged both ways. You don't tell me you guys are the saints.
Ngoja nikuulize. We are not saints. No one is a saint.
Kwanza wewe tusianze.
Pause.
As you can see, there's a lot of tension between me and Howard.
Udema nitaki mema. Anyway.
Nilikuuliza uliniandika kazi nini in charge of your happiness. But I've done my best.
Relax.
Yeah, you're asking?
I've also done my best.
In the past.
I was asking.
Yeah.
Mhm. Hata nilikuwa kuuliza. Oh, nilikuwa kuulizaje? In a situation would you date two men? As in would you become polygamous? Is it something you stand for?
No.
See, as in on a light note. Unaweza juna imagine sawa. Men as they put it out there, men are naturally polygamous.
Are you?
I'm not. But I'm asking you, if we made you like that and you guys are trying to become us so bad.
You're not trying to become you guys. We're better than you guys. Like, we beat you at your own game.
That's bullshit.
We beat you at your own...
Nambip. That's bullshit, lakini.
Aje, sasa. Siwe ndi umesema the game is rigged.
Game is
rigged. We are doing it so effortlessly. Adi inawashinda ku keep up. With your fathers. Okay, not me. That's what is how they are doing the booth. But I can't be polygamous. You need too much work. Handling one man is already a lot. So two men, you ni kazi mingi sana.
But cheating is expensive.
Nehe, tell us why. What did you experience?
I didn't experience nothing. I'm just trying to think. Eh? You're polygamous. So bills ni mara mbili.
See, but you know, niggas go for one understanding girlfriend. My ladies msiku understanding for shit. Niggas go for one understanding girlfriend no mwingine ni high maintenance. So understanding never ask for shit. Wewe ni bare minimum unamfanyia two small things. She's very much appreciative and she has her own money. Sasa huyu mwingine ndio high maintenance, huyu ndio lazima you maintain her every other month is upkeep, is hair, makeup, not that I asked for.
Lakini but, ushaitumua fea.
Yeah.
Aye.
See, here's your cab money, come.
Yo.
Mtu anaweza kuwa anasikiza episode anafikia cash hii nitumia fea kumbuki ni nini.
Oops. See wewe, darling. Oops. See wewe, he's a man.
Yeah.
But, he gave me correct. Honestly speaking, sure he's a moving...
What do you want shorties to do?
Relax.
At this point, okay, to
lady,
relax.
Nini ladies?
Unataka tufanyaje? Tell us what exactly. Speak for
you know that,
your kind.
This is gonna take us back to the topic we had the first episode recorded here.
Yeah.
Where guys are looking. We admitted to guys are looking for their mother's traits and characteristics in their shorties.
Yeah, it's true.
And tunataka mama zetu Now sure is ndio wako. We in deep shit.
Unajua mama zenu wako kwa shorties au buddies. Nao ndio mnatakanga.
Nani anataka buddies? It's not buddies.
Kwanza hiyo sasa hiyo vinishi kama grownish. Mnataka kuona mama zenu wapi huko?
Sasa. Hiyo shule mwe nilikuwa naenda.
Hey, you just finished your exams the other day.
Nilikuwa naenda ile shule.
Flex.
Nilikuwa naenda ile shule tu kwa 10 classes na chomoka. I'll be quite honest. I never really had time. Okay, from when I started working,
yeah.
I think I lost the time I used to have. The free time I used to have at the after class, I would chill around school. Also, chilling around that school is expensive. Shit. Walai, chilling.
Lakini wewe uli graduate shule yetu. I have photos. We have a very cute photo by the way from my graduation. I graduated, guys.
He's a graduate. Ngoja, saa bilindi anajua kutumia hizi vitu. Applause. Yeah, she's a graduate. She's a...
On the graduation.
Hey. Nabu kwanza ambia wase, wajue sifala.
Me sifala, guys.
She's very smart, very beautiful, very, very smart. Hey, you know me, man, nigga. She's very smart. This show was on the first page.
First page, I'm not angry. Don't see me like this, like that.
Any university, I want to ask you, what are you planning on?
Classes.
In the grades.
Yeah. When you want to plan, go. Just see what I'm planning. Go first class, second class.
So now you are. You plan go first class alphabetically.
No.
Second class alphabetically.
No, it's first class according to your grade.
Walai.
Eh.
Kwa hivyo nyinyi mko na number
1. Ulidhani
mimi nilidhani.
Niko first page juu my first name is Ann.
Nika. Ah, kwa anajua. Lakini mimi najua yeye ni smart.
Like the first the first guy, his name is Rabi. Rabi is R. Na yeye ndio wa kwanza hapo. Kwanza he said he'd want to come here one day and talk about relationship.
Later na ambia mratibu wanaume.
Yeah, just want to hear out the issues about relationships. My dem mnalo the most. I love it. But yeah, nilikuwa first page.
Chuma chako kimotoni wewe.
Mimi?
Chuma chako
kimotoni. What did I do?
Wewe wadanganye.
What did I do?
Wewe danganya ladies.
While?
Danganya ladies.
Well, I'm happily married.
Bas, danganya ladies kabisa. Wewe danganya ladies.
Sasa ni kugumu, sasa ni kasi na mtu.
Eh?
Sasa mnitafutie. Nataka mniombe.
Relax. Kwani tukolini?
Na nataka mniombe.
Kwani tukolini? Last week tulikupa hiyo offer ukaruka.
Offer gani? Yeah. You want to talk about last week, si ndio?
Hapana, achana.
You want to talk about last week?
Achana last week. Last week ilikuwa hectic.
But it's whatever makes you girls happy. It's whatever. Because nimekuuliza what you want shorties to do. You don't know what you want them to do.
No, shorties nowadays are not submissive.
We will submit to a man who brings out our feminine energy. A man, like, if you're masculine enough, mm-hmm. I will submit. Mm-hmm. So, submit na kijana na shinanga tu ame repost video TikTok.
Hey, what?
Hey, it's not coming back from
wow, that. Wow.
But you need a man who shows you know.
Yeah, I can't believe that. Uko na beef na mimi na uni show.
Hapana.
Leo mimi ndo nimekuwa kagiri wako. Kagiri ndo nakonga punching bag wako. Si mimi.
Sivo. Hey. I miss you, Kags. Tulia. Kwani una reposting vitu TikTok? Apana. I'm not active there.
Hapana. Mimi si. Wow. Lakini hapo umeguza wengi.
Eh.
Umepita na wengi sana.
No, but if a man is what a man is supposed to be.
What
a lady is
that,
will naturally
submit.
As in, Howard, kuna vitu, unajua, ato unajua squeezy what men do. Sasa unataka tushinange, kazi yetu tumeenda, tumelewa, we're just having fun. Na submit to what? To your alcohol.
Wene ni Kags?
Wene Kags submit to his alcohol. Kags.
Wow.
Who put up those videos?
Why?
Na atajam.
Kini tabidi ya meiza ma.
Hata
si tukipasa tuki utatutoe. Atuanike. Lakini never. Mimi na millionaires.
Lakini kags kula streamingi. Sorry, love you man. Love you. But what I'm trying to say is like as a man you have to stand on business for a lady to submit. Stand you can't be doing shoddy things as a man and then you want me to not submit to what? You know there's
what is shoddy thing? Talk to them. Pour your heart out.
I don't even think about it that much, but men can do better. Men should do better.
Aye, still. Ninini, ladies. Munatakaje. Hey, juwe, munatuonyesha dust.
It's not like that. Nimekuuliza what you want shorties to do. I'm about to be. Like, what do you expect from a shorty? Kama.
Unataka physical ama unataka mental ama
unataka zote, tell me in a nutshell.
Maturity.
Maturity.
I think for our folks, eh, it was easier for them to stand on business because those patients. Right now, shorties are for the high life. As in, they want the quickest fix to the high life.
Yeah, I saw that thing. Iliona mtu akisema vile ati shorties sure to say that you don't build with a man, you can't build with a man, he'll leave you when he gets his money right. But a guy was saying, skumbukin wapi, I just saw it on Instagram. And then this shirt is like 19 years old. 19 years old, may build nani?
Nairobi gossip.
I don't know where I saw it. Yeah. I think somewhere on Instagram. Same.
Akaulizo 19 years, may build nini?
Yeah, na nani?
Yeah. Ay. Lakini vijana wa campus kaa hujapata soma. Wewe ngangana na shule acha na wasichana. Wacha deal na wazazi wetu for now.
But then so these are the same ladies you're going to marry. The ladies who dealt with your fathers.
Hey, na mwambie we're going to marry.
You're going to at some point uta have to settle.
Acha nisijianike hapo.
Howard,
we'll see. Howard, we'll see as time goes
Howard,
by. Shut
at
up.
Some point
shut
we'll
up.
Have
Shorts up.
Unajua uzuri sasa hivi vitu unafaa kusema wewe na kags mnafaa kuwa very careful na tunasema mbele yangu.
Sana.
Lakini hii ni biz. You can say whatever. Hii ni biz.
For the bag. For the bag. Eh, lakini naye Tuesday. Yeye acha Mungu aitwe Mungu. Yo.
Tuesday gani?
Yeah.
Jamhuri. Oh yeah.
Tell us
what happened.
I wonder. Mwenye graduation akaingia 5 after ametuambia tukuje saa 8. Ningi na nakumbuka. Kivurugana na management.
Let me not mention that
just
yet. Let me not mention them.
Ulikuwa waka moto, jeez.
So I was chill the entire time up until some nigga said ati I'll tell your mom. I'm like, do you even know my mother? Uno Johnny sir, I have so much respect for my mom. Asa wewe, you saw my mom at some point to say unataka ku tell me you're going to call my mother and tell her. Kwanza who paid the bill?
Oof.
Who paid the bill?
Anapigia
mama kwa.
Anapigia namwambia.
Nilimwambia kwanza tell me your name na kazi unafanya kwa restaurant. Like who are you hapa? Akaanza kusonga. Unajua kwanza I was talking to these gentlemen when you walikuwa amekumbia story ya cockage fee. Nikamwambia tuonge.
There was one Cambodia guy there.
Yeah. So tumesonga tunaongea. This guy comes. Ati nzisa hii mambo gani? And I will tell your mother.
Wait. Access. Very impressive how you know your mother tongue.
Yeah, I know my mother tongue.
Hey, watu wakiona hivi na hii rangi wanadhani ni kizungu tu.
There's nothing wrong with knowing your mother tongue, guys.
Nah,
it's not even
it's
a flex to not
rare.
Know.
Nah, it's very rare in this generation.
People know, they just don't talk it.
Wengi ni wakusikia, lakini hawezi ongea.
We used to go to shags as a child every other holiday.
Same.
And do you know Embu?
Yeah, mad.
You know Kikuyu and Embu?
Yeah.
Good.
I also beat Cambodia.
Yeah, because Kamba is like Kikuyu and...
Kamba. Asijui, Meru is the one that is Embu and Kikuyu mixed.
Yeah.
Ah, no. Embu is Meru and Kikuyu mixed. It forms Embu. Then for Cambodia sijui.
Ni Kiswahili na Kikamba. But anyway, tumesonga kando, I'm talking to this guy. We are talking in our mother tongue. like we're trying to sort our differences. Mm-hmm. This nigga comes, atinzi sa, cause mkuko msha chachisha, and actually my bestie was, she wasn't even recording anything, and then this lady is coming at her, you don't record anything here, wants to do what? I'm like, the entire time I'm so chill, cause I didn't want that thing to go and be something else that's all chaotic, yeah. So we're talking to this guy, huyu mwingine amekuja, and this side mambo gani au watu wanapiga kelele hata hata welewani. And I will tell your mother. I was like, hold up. Nilimwambia kwanza fanya hivi, songa watu wakubwa waongee. Songa, cause I told those niggas, I'm not going to talk to you if this guy is here. Aliambua songe huko. And then he like tusha sorti mambo yote, cause no one was paid no cookage fee at all. Tukishamaliza anaanza kuongea. Anaanza kusema sijui the way, nilimwambia fanya hivi, do you even know my mother? Kuna did any mother over here pay for any bill? Nani alikulipa wewe? Na ulizo mse, bill ilikuja, did I not pay the bill in full?
Richard, ukona mtu?
Boy. But yeah, I'm like, why are you trying to call my mother? Hata ujui kama degree niko nazo tatu hapa. Unaona mtoto hapa, like, what are you trying to tell me?
Bachelor degree.
Nikawambia fanya hivi, miambeni jina ya mtu na kazi anafanya kwa hii restaurant. Wakaanza kuniambia ati madam sio hivyo. I'm like, don't madam me, give me his name and his job in this restaurant.
Unajua management wewe.
Ndio wakaanza kuniambia ah, nivo imeisha, hata we will remain here paying the cookage fee. Hakuna cookage fee, walikuwa hata walipo, walikuwa wataka tu pesa. Niko like, how to 12 mtaka kugawana ngiri nne, kwani how much are you guys paid? You want to go on each 4K? 4K nini watu 12 nini wote?
Hapo angeenda home kila mtu na homa.
Aha, nikaambia huyo msee, fanya hivi, huyu ndio kwa kazi juu ya ngiri nne, wacha. Give me your name na kazi unafanya kwa restaurant. Akaniambia, it's over, hata wacha. Na nikaambia huyo msee alikuwa anatuambia, don't record shit, we will record and we will post it wherever we want to post it. Cause, see, earlier on, they were taking, nothing was recorded. Good thing she came at my bestie, akamwambia kuja vile unakuja. Na ameshikilia tu simu, not even recorded. Kuja vile unakuja, ati don't record shit here. I'm like, you guys have been recording like our setup and all that to promote your restaurant and whatever it is you guys do. No, see, they've taken photos of the setup before guys came. See, I was there before mkuje. Like, nilitoka your place around saa nane. Kwenda mtaa.
Ile time umetuita ndio unatoka.
Nilijua mtafika saa nane. So, you called me at 3.
Yeah, I was there at 2:30.
By anyway, the bash bashed you guys. The bash bashed. Crazy. Even the last minute ilikuwa crazy.
Goja,
I don't like
goja.
When people undermine me.
Ulikuwa time kags aliuliza tumekunywa nini B&D?
Okay.
Oh, ulikuwa umebaki ndani. Tumetoka nje, ndio saa ameamka.
Yeah.
Atuliza B&D tulikuwa tunakunywa nini?
Kags alikuwa sha smoke up na rooms kwa wake. Akalala tu. He just slept. He just walked into B&D, akadance na akadoze.
Akadance akuwa medoze.
Yeah. But we should have like people should bash with us and see how crazy it is to bash. We should have like a small live thing.
Umesema unaishia post 24th.
Yeah.
Utamiss bash ingine kawaida.
Na usiambie watu mambo yangu. Sasa wana kama sasa wani kidnap kwa njia.
Hapana, sasa hiyo ni big. Wewe unajua miss DJ ku differentiate the different places. Muita tu yote coast.
Me, I think na draw the palm of my hands. I know coast vizuri. Like I can use jabs in coast. Sasa tuk-tuk. I can use jabs in coast
tembea
to connect. Yeah.
Me can only do that in New York.
Okay.
Wewe noma.
Okay, sorry.
Via Netflix.
Unajua Brooklyn Bridge.
Ay, unacheza. Mi kwanza hata UK. Ay, South Philly. Ay, ay, ay.
Unajua vizuri.
Ay, Philly pale States naijua vizuri. Najua pia Manchester. Mbaya sana. Najua ends. I know the ends.
Very good. Chance of practice.
Top boy kidogo.
Good.
Anyway.
Good.
Guys, it's been an amazing episode. Let's close it there. See you soon.
Like, we'll put up, like, we have a lot of content in the village. Sometimes we don't make it because, say, sound quick, crazy. or just something happens. Kuna ingine hatuna visual. Oh, but the one without a visual is on Spotify.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can listen to the ones on Spotify, but we'll put up YouTube shorts. Yeah, and more amazing content to come.
Okay, let's just say this. From next year, I think we spent a lot of time looking for a location and having the right setup and equipment and all. So hopefully, inshallah, next year we'll be consistent.
Yeah, I was trying to retire. We just arrived.
We just arrived.
Yeah.
So see you guys next time. We love you.